This is episode 154 of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. Hi, I'm Steve Webb and I'm your host. Thanks for being here. Today we'll read Deuteronomy chapter 30, Acts chapter 16, and Psalm 76 from the Easy to Read version. Let's begin. Deuteronomy chapter 30. Everything that I've mentioned will happen to you, both the blessings and the curses, and you will remember these words when the Lord your God sends you away to other nations. Then you and your descendants will turn back to the Lord your God. You will follow him with all your heart and completely obey all his commands that I have given you today. Then the Lord your God will be kind to you. The Lord your God will make you free again. He will bring you back from the nations where he sent you. Even if you were sent to the farthest parts of the earth, the Lord your God will gather you from there and bring you back. The Lord your God will bring you into the land your ancestors had, and the land will become yours. He will do good to you, and you will have more than your ancestors had. You will have more people in your nation than they ever had. The Lord your God will make you and your descendants want to obey him. Then you will love the Lord your God with all your heart, and you will live. Then the Lord your God will make all these bad things happen to your enemies who hate you and cause you trouble. And you will again obey the Lord. You will obey all his commands that I give you today. The Lord your God will make you successful in everything you do. He will bless you with many children. He will bless your cows. They will have many calves. He will bless your fields. They will grow many good crops. He will be good to you. The Lord will again enjoy doing good for you, the same as he enjoyed doing good for your ancestors. But you must do what the Lord your God tells you to do. You must obey his commands and follow the rules that are written in this book of teachings. You must obey the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Then these good things will happen to you. This command that I give you today is not too hard for you. It is not a secret hidden in some faraway land. The command is not in heaven so that you should say, "Who will go up to heaven for us and bring it to us so that we can hear and do it?" This command is not on the other side of the sea so that you should say, "Who will go across the sea for us and bring it to us so that we can hear it and do it?" No, the Word of God is very near to you. It is in your mouth and in your heart, so you can obey it. Today I've given you a choice between life and death, success and disaster. I command you today to love the Lord your God. I command you to follow him and to obey his commands, laws, and rules. Then you will live, and your nation will grow larger, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land that you are entering to take for your own. But if you turn away from your God and refuse to listen, if you are led away to worship and serve other gods, you will be destroyed. I am warning you today, if you turn away from God, you will not live long in that land across the Jordan River that you are ready to enter and take for your own. Today I'm giving you a choice of two ways, and I ask heaven and earth to be witnesses of your choice. You can choose life or death. The first choice will bring a blessing. The other choice will bring a curse. So choose life. Then you and your children will live. You must love the Lord your God and obey him. Never leave him, because he is your life, and he will give you a long life in the land that he, the Lord, promised to give to your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Acts chapter 16. Paul went to the city of Derbe and then to Lystra, where a follower of Jesus named Timothy lived. Timothy's mother was a Jewish believer, but his father was a Greek. The believers in the cities of Lystra and Iconium had only good things to say about him. Paul wanted Timothy to travel with him, but all the Jews living in that area knew that his father was a Greek. So Paul circumcised Timothy to please the Jews. Then Paul and those with him traveled through other cities. They gave the believers the rules and decisions from the apostles and elders in Jerusalem. They told them to obey these rules. So the churches were becoming stronger in their faith, and the number of believers was growing every day. Paul and those with him went through the areas of Phrygia and Galatia because the Holy Spirit did not allow them to tell the good news in the province of Asia. When they reached the border of Mysia, they tried to go on into Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus did not let them go there. So they passed by Mysia and went to the city of Troas. That night Paul saw a vision. In it, a man from Macedonia came to Paul. The men stood there and begged, "Come across to Macedonia and help us." After Paul had seen the vision, we immediately prepared to leave for Macedonia. We understood that God had called us to tell the good news to those people. We left Troas in a ship and sailed to the island of Samothrace. The next day we sailed to the city of Neapolis. Then we went to Philippi, a Roman colony and the leading city in that part of Macedonia. We stayed there for a few days. On the Sabbath day, we went out of the city gate to the river. There we thought we might find a special place for prayer. Some women had gathered there, so we sat down and talked with them. There was a woman there named Lydia from the city of Thyatira. Her job was selling purple cloth. She was a worshiper of the true God. Lydia was listening to Paul, and the Lord opened her heart to accept what Paul was saying. She and all the people living in her house were baptized. Then she invited us into her home. She said, "If you think I am a true believer in the Lord Jesus, come stay in my house." She persuaded us to stay with her. One day we were going to the place for prayer, and a servant girl met us. She had a spirit in her that gave her the power to tell what would happen in the future. By doing this, she earned a lot of money for the men who owned her. She started following Paul and the rest of us around. She kept shouting, "These men are servants of the Most High God. They're telling you how you can be saved." She continued doing this for many days. This bothered Paul, so he turned and said to the spirit, "By the power of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her." Immediately the spirit came out. When the men who owned the servant girl saw this, they realized they could no longer use her to make money. So they grabbed Paul and Silas and dragged them to the public square to meet with the authorities. They brought Paul and Silas before the Roman officials and said, "These men are Jews and they're making trouble in our city. They're telling people to do things that are not right for us Romans to do." The whole crowd turned against Paul and Silas. The officials tore the clothes off both men and ordered that they be beaten with rods. They were severely beaten and thrown into jail. The officials told the jailer, "Guard them very carefully." When the jailer heard this special order, he put Paul and Silas far inside the jail and bound their feet between large blocks of wood. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing songs to God. The other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was an earthquake so strong that it shook the foundation of the jail. All the doors of the jail opened, and the chains on all the prisoners fell off. The jailer woke up and saw that the jail doors were open. He thought that the prisoners had already escaped, so he got his sword and was ready to kill himself. But Paul shouted, "Don't hurt yourself, we're all here." The jailer told someone to bring a light. Then he ran inside and, shaking with fear, fell down in front of Paul and Silas. Then he brought them outside and said, "Men, what must I do to be saved?" They said to him, "Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and all who live in your house." So Paul and Silas told the message of the Lord to the jailer and all the people who lived in his house. It was late at night, but the jailer took Paul and Silas and washed their wounds. Then the jailer and all his people were baptized. After this, the jailer took Paul and Silas home and gave them some food. All the people were very happy because they now believed in God. The next morning, the Roman officials sent some soldiers to tell the jailer, "Let these men go free." The jailer said to Paul, "The officials have sent these soldiers to let you go free. You can leave now. Go in peace." But Paul said to the soldiers, "Those officials did not prove that we did anything wrong, but they beat us in public and put us in jail, and we're Roman citizens. Now they want us to go away quietly. No, they must come here themselves and lead us out." The soldiers told the officials what Paul said. When they heard that Paul and Silas were Roman citizens, they were afraid. So they came and told them that they were sorry. They led them out of the jail and asked them to leave the city. But when Paul and Silas came out of the jail, they went to Lydia's house. They saw some of the believers there and encouraged them. Then they left. Psalms chapter 76. People in Judah know God. People in Israel respect his name. His temple is in Salem. His house is on Mount Zion. There he shattered the arrows, shields, swords, and other weapons of war. Selah. God, you are glorious coming back from the hills where you defeated your enemies. They thought they were strong, but now they lie dead in the fields. Their bodies are stripped of all they owned. they could not defend themselves. The God of Jacob shouted at them, and their army of chariots and horses fell dead. God, you are awesome. No one can stand against you when you are angry. You stood as judge and announced your decision. You saved the humble people of the land. From heaven you gave the decision, and the whole earth was silent and afraid. Even human anger can bring you honor when you use it to punish your enemies. People, you made promises to the Lord your God. Now give him what you promised. People everywhere fear and respect God, and they will bring gifts to him. God defeats great leaders. All the kings on earth fear him. May God bless the reading of his word. Today I especially liked our reading from Deuteronomy. I think verse 15 captures the essence. It said, "Today I have given you a choice between life and death, success and disaster." The last several chapters in Deuteronomy specified the blessings the people would receive if they obeyed the Lord, and the curses that would befall them if they did not. God made it very clear to them, and today we come to this. You have a choice to make. Choose life or choose death. Choose success or choose disaster. We live in an age where there seem to be very few absolutes. Everything is a shade of gray. People say things like, "Well, your truth is fine for you, but I have a different truth. Live and let live." My friend, this kind of philosophy sounds suspiciously like something we heard in Genesis chapter 3. Let me read it for you. The snake was the most clever of all the wild animals that the Lord God had made. The snake spoke to the woman and said, "Woman, did God really tell you that you must not eat from any tree in the garden?" The woman answered the snake, "No, we can eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but there is one tree we must not eat from. God told us, you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden. You must not even touch that tree or you will die." But the snake said to the woman, "You will not die. God knows that if you eat the fruit from that tree, you will learn about good and evil, and then you will be like God." The woman could see that the snake was beautiful and that the fruit looked so good to eat. She also liked the idea that it would make her wise. So she took some of the fruit from the tree and ate it. Her husband was there with her, so she gave him some of the fruit and he ate it. So here's what happened. The serpent made the woman think that a different truth was okay. And look what happened. Truth is truth. Lies are lies. Here's a truth for you, straight from God's word. I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Jesus is that Savior, and he is the only way I can be reconciled to God. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father unless they come through me." My friend, you have a choice to make. Choose life or choose death. It's black and white. Choose well, my friend. Oh my goodness, tomorrow is the 9th anniversary of LifeSpring Media, and I'm so excited to release the first episode of This Life of Faith. And today I got some news that literally had me in tears. To me, it was God's confirmation that now truly is the time that he wants the show to happen. I can't tell you any more about it here because it's for This Life of Faith, but I sure hope that you'll listen. I've been thinking about doing this show for almost a year now, but wasn't able to do it until now for various reasons. Please join me and listen to the first episode. I have learned so much this year through the trials that my family and I've been through, and I really believe that I have something of value to share. I promise you that it'll be a show to encourage you in your faith. And if you have anyone in your life who is struggling, please invite them to listen too. The website is thislifeoffaith.com. You can subscribe in iTunes, Stitcher, or at the website, thislifeoffaith.com. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.